This is Season 7 of the Team Roping Journal's podcast, The Score, the show that started it all in the whole podcasting game in Team Roping and Rodeo. At 3 million downloads and counting, this is where Team Ropers talk, from our weekly short score episodes to the longer sit-down conversations that we get to have that dive deep into the personalities, producers, and horses that inspire the sport. This is where Team Ropers get their must-know information. Hey everyone, this is Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome back to The Score. Today's episode is one of our live episodes, or recorded live episodes, from the Cinch Timed Event Championships with Paul David Tierney. Now, we were on site that whole week, and so if you missed any of the coverage, I don't know what you were doing. You mustn't have been on the internet, because we had it streaming on roping.com. We had so many TikToks, so many reels. We were kind of all over that event from every different angle, and it was a blast. Drew Stewart did the sports desk that went live on roping.com and is part of the stream. So we were a little bit of everywhere, covering it from every which direction, except on The Score, until today. So today's episode of The Score is with Cinch Timed Event Champion Paul David Tierney. And of course, as usual, when we're on site at events, we do what we can. There was lots of commotion in the arena, and Paul David was very excited and still very out of breath from his steer tripping and lots of interviews and lots of handshaking and carrying around a big old check. So hang with us, and we will talk at you here in a bit. Today's episode is brought to you by Genuine Billy Cook Saddles, the finest handmade saddles and tack at the fairest prices, world famous since 1953. I'll tell you more about their relaunched business model at the commercial break, but until then, you can find out more at genuinebillycook.com.
Now tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
I don't drive during the day.
Great. Where are you going tomorrow?
Thank you, Ori.
Very good.
Thank you. Houston, we're up Monday.
Oh, that's exciting. Who are you rodeoing with this year?
Nobody right now.
Nobody?
Didn't have no real plans to rodeo a lot unless the winter went real good, so we'll see. Hey, thank you, Gip.
It has been 10 years since your first title. That's pretty wild to think about.
You're telling me.
We were getting old.
Yeah. I'm feeling it a lot more, too.
That's wild. Now, you said it's been a rough couple years here, and you were just very much taking things one at a time. You didn't seem to, like, show a lot of emotions during that last round. You were pretty steady. What were you feeling?
Just do my job. Last year, I got rushed in the healing, and I took a 60 in the last round because I got rushed. So I thought back on what had worked before, and I just stayed true to it the whole time, finally, and it worked out.
What's your regimen been like? I mean, you said you're not really rodeoing, not a ton of plans of rodeoing, but like, what have your weeks looked like? Just riding a lot of horses?
Riding a lot of young horses, and just got kids picking up from school, and it's just a lot of work, and I don't have to work out because I'm busy all day, so it works out good.
What are you doing riding your horses? Are you day working at all, or are you just training horses? What are you up to?
Just training some calf horses, young head horses, just kind of whatever, and got plenty of them around to do it, so you know, we stay plenty busy.
Are you riding outside horses or family horses? Or
Family horses mostly, and I had a couple outside horses, so it's been a busy winter, so. And keeping up with that little girl takes a lot.
It does. It really does. Tell me about the horses that you rode this week. The yellow you've had for a little while.
I got him last year, and I'd rode him for 3 months as my mom's barrel horse, and then I brought him here, and then I rode him quite a bit this year. I've rode him all winter, and he's doing awesome. He can really run. He scores, and he lets me just rope my brown. He started getting a little quick, so I had to quit riding him here.
You rode him everywhere for a really long time. I didn't know that you'd ever get off him.
Yeah. He's still good to go if I need to pull him out. I'm just trying to, he's kind of earned his dues, so trying to get other ones going, and that's kind of what the plan is this summer, is work on getting that stuff built up.
And the calf horse, what was the calf horse?
That's Macaroni. I've had him for, this was his first place to ever go calf roping was here. I'd ride him for a guy, and just needed a horse, and my other one wasn't working, so I rode, just cracked him out here, and ended up buying him, and he's been a blessing. We won the circuit on him this year. He's really coming into his own. It does funky stuff here, though.
Okay. What did he do here?
Oh, he just something about going to the right here he don't like, or he gets spooked to the second loop because he never has it. So, but he did great. And then my dad's heel horse. I'm glad I had him on that fourth one because he's a forgiving one.
So tricky.
I don't like riding big time heel horses for that reason right there, and I'm glad I was on him.
Yeah. For anybody that wasn't watching, give us the rundown.
Well, I roped the leg and I thought I had plenty of time, and then I swiped over my horn a couple times and I didn't have no time left, and I was able to kick him up and he did great, and then come back and he worked awesome on that one tonight. So
yeah, absolutely. Today's episode is brought to you by Genuine Billy Cook Saddles, the finest handmade saddles in tack at the fairest prices. World famous since 1953, Billy Cook Saddles continue to be built in the USA by horsemen for horsemen. In 2020, Genuine Billy Cook was revitalized and has been operating under a new business model aimed at producing the highest quality to ensure maximum performance while keeping true to Western horsemanship traditions. Check out GenuineBillyCook.com for the finest handmade saddles in tack and the fairest prices. That's GenuineBillyCook.com. What about the steer wrestling horses, Cody's, right?
Oh, yeah, Cody. I always go to Cody.
Love it.
Started off in college riding his horses, yeah. And I ride him as much as I can, and he does a terrific job hazing. And
you were on Cody's horses the first two, different horse, but...
Yeah, he had a really good bay that we loved, and he got old and died, and then we've been riding Blackjack since then. So, Cody, he's a blessing to us to know him, and he does a great job.
He's the master of user-friendly bulldog and horses. His horses, because if anybody who hasn't been here as long as you and I have doesn't remember, that's who Trevor rode his horse.
Yeah.
You rode. Jess rides his horses.
Oh, yeah, he's got tons of people. Everybody wants to ride him. It's just whoever gets first. And we always get first choice, so it's nice.
Tripping horse. Give me the rundown on the tripping horse.
That's Jate Soltz's. He was awesome. He can really run. He's a little long, which I like here for this, because he keeps them steers down, and he does amazing. He's strong. He was awesome. I didn't have to worry about steers getting up on it with him. He makes it easy. He scores like a rock, too.
Have you been tripping steers much at home or getting any practice in that?
Yeah, I've got a young horse I've been trying, so I can enter some this summer. And he's doing good, but he wasn't doing good enough for this. Maybe next year if he is.
Okay, you said you weren't sure what your rodeo plans are. Okay, you won the circuit, so we'll see you at the NFR Open, right?
Yep.
Where else are you planning?
Oh, I'm going to go circuit rodeos and... if I get a right partner or something, I might go to some others, but we don't know right now, and we're not too concerned with it. Just going to go to Houston and see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're driving to Houston tonight, right?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. Okay, yep. Gotcha. And who are you roping with at Houston?
LJ Yaquo there.
Oh, okay. Cool. Very cool.
So,
families here, the last time you won, you did not have a wife and daughter, right? Or did you have a wife and not a daughter?
No, I had a girlfriend and not a daughter.
You had a girlfriend and not a daughter. Gotcha. But she's a lot of fun, huh? And how old is she now?
She is 5 now, and almost a few months she'll be 6, and we're going to school and doing everything else. It's been fun.
Does she ride?
Yeah, she trots, and we hit a lope the other day and we got a little scared, so we just had to get through it.
They're so light, they could just bounce off. It's very nerve-wracking.
Yes, and I got my old mare for her, and she does real good. We just got a little amped up, and she kind of likes it, so
yeah,
it's awesome.
That last run, you said you were just doing your job. Did you know that steer, was that the one you want? Was that one of the ones that you wanted? Anything on the do not want list?
It wasn't one on the do not want list, so that's always a plus when you get to that last one. So Cody made a good run on him, and I knew I could get my time I needed, so I just made sure and caught him, got my trip, and let that tripping horse do the rest of the work for me.
Yeah, for sure. Was there anything other than that healing run that you sure didn't have a lot of fun on? Was there any, like, did you have any eliminator steers this week or anything you were so grateful you got by other than all those big reaches that you made in the bulldogging?
The big reaches were a lot of my fault, but and then
not Cody's horse's fault.
Yeah,
I know.
And then my first calf, I did a pretty bad job, and I was glad to make it out of that. I hung my leg up in the second loop and had to get that out. It was almost a wreck, but we come out of it.
The competition this week, the steers were, everything was big and strong. Everybody roped really good. It felt like a fun week here. Were you, as a fan of the sport, did you have a nice, like, did you get to watch much of everybody else go, and any analysis or thoughts on the competition?
Oh, I mean, the young guys did awesome. Everybody else did awesome. It was, and I've never roped in the fourth round where there were so many of us that were actually that close.
Everybody had a chance.
Yeah, and going in that, I mean, it separated a little bit right there after bulldogging, but it was, there was a lot of guys in contention there for a long time, so it was awesome.
Did you watch them go? You were sitting on the panels back there. Were you watching the guys in front, or even before, you were sitting just kind of back behind the boxes as, you know, Cody Doscher went in, as Eric Rogers, as Nelson went. Did you watch them go, or were you worried, were you trying not to focus on what they
were? Oh, no, I watched them because I knew I had 20 seconds, and I was pretty sure I could do it in 30 if I had to, so as long as they didn't time in 9, I was pretty confident that I'd just go make 20-second run, I'd be good.
Very good. Well, you've got a long night ahead of you still of lots of people that want to talk to you, so I'll let you go. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you again to our sponsors at Genuine Billy Cook Saddles, the finest handmade saddles and tack at the fairest prices. World famous since 1953, Billy Cook Saddles continue to be built in the USA by horsemen for horsemen. In 2020, Genuine Billy Cook Saddles was revitalized and has been operating under a new business model aimed at producing the highest quality to ensure maximum performance while keeping true to Western horsemanship traditions. That's genuinebillycook.com for the finest handmade saddles and tack at the fairest prices. Well, thank you for listening to today's episode of The Score. If you missed any of the timed event, it's still streaming on roping.com. You can watch every round, all the interviews, all the behind the scenes. It lives on roping.com for members only. And remember, if you get a key card max, you automatically get a membership to roping.com. So it's really the best value in all of professional, amateur, recreation, whatever level of team roping. Best value in all of team roping. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again later this week.